Well, I mentioned a little bit earlier that we set our priorities and we indicate what's important in our lives by making sacrifices. And the fact that you're still here now, after all that you've been through today, is saying a lot. So I want you to feel the affirmation of that, that you make a sacrifice to be here with the Lord. And the fact that we are here also touches on another point that we were reflecting on a little bit. As I mentioned, Pope Francis spent his first Wednesday audience in this new series of catecheses speaking about the church as a family, and that we are together as a family. And we can pay that a lot of lip service, but if we're not willing to wait for Rick and Espy and Father Desi, what kind of family are we? Right, so, but it requires a sacrifice to be a family. And that's also what we see in Our Lady in the Visitation. She had to make a sacrifice for her family. She had to make a sacrifice to reach out to the one who was related to her, that she called her husband, or that her, she called her cousin, that the one that she loved. She made that sacrifice to go in haste. So you've done a beautiful thing already in staying here and making the sacrifice to remain, to wait, and we're united now. And we love Father Desi and Rick and Espy that much more because we made a sacrifice for them. It's every time we have the opportunity to make a sacrifice, we are bonded more deeply together in love. And that's why we keep coming back to this Eucharistic sacrifice. That's what God has done for us. He has made the greatest possible sacrifice for us. He has demonstrated the greatest love for us. And so it's always from that firm foundation that we set out. Just want to make one point. It's the danger of... We could just go on and on and on, but you have to get to bed. So I just want to make one point from this. And again, I just want to steal from Pope Francis. It's really my whole modus operandi is to steal from the popes. He just made a comment last Sunday in his homily about Our Lady making haste. Our Lady makes haste. We were reflecting on that as a model for us, and there are always these two aspects to the spiritual life: receiving God's love and giving God's love. Always those two aspects. And it's always our challenge to keep that in the right kind of balance. St. Bernard says that we should be cisterns. We should always receive enough of God's love that it's overflowing to pouring out. But especially those of us who are very dedicated, we're always in danger of burnout. But we need to also be filled with God's love. We need to be filled with God's love so that we can be overflowing to then give God's love. And we spend our conference focusing on how well do we give God's love? Can we do that? Can we extend ourselves more? Can we reach out more? Can we listen more deeply to where He is sending us? Those dimensions. But I just want to draw one element out that Pope Francis drew out that's in the dimension of receiving God's love. He pointed out that the very nature of Our Lady is to go in haste. She went in haste to help Elizabeth, and this is the thing, she goes in haste also to help you and me. Our Lady goes in haste. Our Lady who goes in haste, pray for us. He wanted to add that line to the litany of Our Lady. Our Lady who goes in haste, pray for us. She goes in haste to be at our side, because the fact is that we will feel inadequate. We will feel that we don't have what it takes. We will feel that we're not making a contribution, that we're not really helping, that we don't have the words, that we don't know what to do. But when we know that Our Lady is there, that she is by our side and that she helps us, then we're able to do a lot of things. We're able to take the step. And isn't it exactly what a mother does? She stays with her children to help them take the step, to help them learn the name of someone else, to help them reach out to someone else. It's always so beautiful to see mothers, I like to see mothers with little children coming into the church. Okay, now, genuflect there, and you know, the child goes down, like falls over, and the mother picks the child up. Okay, let's try it again. in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the... Anyway, we get that all lined up there, and we get things going eventually, and a mother helps a child. Sometimes little girls need a lot of help with me in particular. I apparently, something between the beard and the black is terrifying for little girls. Little boys are kind of fascinated. They're like, you know, trying to touch my beard and find out, like, what is that thing? What's going on with that? in any event, parents are always helping the child, oh, it's okay, he's not going to hurt you. Or, don't touch him. Whatever that is. Parents are always there to help the children to interact. And that's what we need to know. Children have a strength and when they have a security of knowing that they are loved, that they can try new things, that they can do new things. And we're the same. Adult as we are, old as we are still like children in this regard. We can only really do what we are called to do if we know that we are loved. And that's what Our Lady does. She goes in haste. She doesn't wait. She doesn't play games. She doesn't leave us cooking out there for a while. She goes in haste. She comes immediately to our side. We always have the mother's love to help us. And Mother Teresa, as we well know, was very much like Our Lady, going in haste, running to the side of her sisters to help them to love, running to the side of the poor to help them know that they are loved. So as we celebrate this Eucharist, and again, as we just set our minds and hearts entering into this retreat, let us allow Our Lady to run in haste to us, to come to our need, to come to our aid, not to be afraid of our weakness or what we need, not to try to cover things up, but just to know that we are little children and we have great need for a mother. And Our Lady comes running in haste to us. And just as she did with Elizabeth, she always brings Jesus. And Our Lady, who is also the mother of the church, runs in haste now also to bring us Jesus in his sacrifice, in his great act of love from this altar.